All right, a new day and a new day for earnings. Emily, I know you're watching Marriott.
That's right, Brian. We're actually seeing those shares trading a bit lower here in the early session. The big issue here was the company said that it's not in a position to give specific earnings or revenue per active room guidance. So that lack of visibility is really getting punished here by Wall Street, even though reported third quarter results were actually somewhat better than expected here, mostly because of a pickup in leisure travel. Now, we saw Marriott posting adjusted earnings per share of 99 cents in the third quarter, an increase of 13 cents from a year ago, and about in line with analyst expectations. We also saw revenue up about 75 over last year to nearly $4 billion, but was still down compared to the $5.3 billion in the third quarter of 2019 before the pandemic. Now, Brian, I know you've also been watching results that we got from Hilton recently, and really echoing the results here in that leisure demand was what really fueled results in the third quarter for Marriott. The company said it took a little bit of a hit from business travel because of the Delta variant, but it is optimistic about the pace of the global recovery into 2022. But again, no specific guidance, and that does seem to be the issue here for Wall Street.
Yeah, I am surprised a little bit, Emily, to see the market react this way to Marriott. And they did note on the earnings release that business transient demand has picked up in October. That business travel, very critical. And we talked to Hilton's CEO, Chris Nassetta, earlier in the week for our travel special. He said that demand has also started to pick back up. That is good and very essential for hotels to get that demand back. But looking forward to catching up with Marriott CEO Tony Capuano at the New York City Lodging Conference next week. Always, he's always very, very insightful. All right, staying on travel, Emily, Norwegian Cruise Line, another travel company coming out here on earnings saying, yeah, you know what? We lost money in the most recent quarter, but next year might look a lot better and a lot different.
That's right, Brian. We've heard from a lot of these cruise lines that they're really optimistic about next year, but still continuing to see the impacts of the pandemic and this lack of travel demand on the cruise side into the end of this year. I mean, we did see a pretty big miss here on third quarter results, revenue coming in at $153 million versus the $265 million that had been expected. And we also saw occupancy rates only at 57.4%, whereas the estimate was for just under 65%. So a couple of percentage points of a miss on that front as well. But one of the things that Norwegian did say in its earnings press release was that despite the temporary Delta impact, the company's overall cumulative booked position for full year 2022 is in line with 2019's record levels at higher pricing, even when including the dilutive impact of future cruise credits. So again, a lot of optimism here about next year. It does seem like Wall Street is waiting to actually see these results get manifested before they actually reward this stock, because Norwegian is getting hit in the early session here, and those shares are only up about 5.5% so far for the year to date, Brian.
Emily, I'm never amazed by how forward-looking the street tends to be when it comes to these cruise line companies. They are already starting to press CEOs and CFOs on these earnings calls about demand for 2023. It was amazing to hear some of that commentary on the Royal Caribbean earnings call last week. Already curious on what the booking and pricing environment might be for these cruise lines in 2023. Time will tell.